Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Leela 1, Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with Sriman Mahaprabhu. A summary of the first chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees from other parts of India, upon receiving the auspicious news, came to Purushottama Kshetra or Jagannath Puri. Shivananda Sena took a dog with him and even paid fees for it to cross the river. One night, however, the dog could not get any food, and therefore the dog went directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. The next day, when Shivananda and his party reached Jagannath Puri, Shivananda saw the dog eating some coconut pulp offered to the dog by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after this incident, the dog was liberated and went back home, back to Godhead. Meanwhile, Srila Rupa Goswami reached Bengal after returning from Vrindavan. Although Rupa could not follow the Bengali devotees, after some time, Rupa Goswami also came to Jagannath Puri, where he stayed with Haridas Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami composed an important verse, beginning with the words Priya Soyam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished this verse very much. One day, Lord Chaitanya Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, and others went to the place of Haridas Thakur and heard some of the verses Rupa Goswami had composed for his books, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. After examining the manuscripts of these two books, Ramananda Roy approved and appreciated them very much. After the period of Chaturmasya, all the devotees who had come from Bengal returned to their homes. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, remained at Jagannath Puri for some time. Pangum langhayate shailam mukam avartaye shrutim yat kripatamahang bande krishna chaitanyam ishwaram. I offer respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man can recite Vedic literature. Durgame pati me andasya skhalat pada gater muhu swakripa yashtidanena santak santu avalambanam. Oh, my path is very difficult, for I am blind and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Echai Guru Rakaron Charana Vandana, Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Purana. I pray to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, and Dasa Raghunath, so that all impediments to my writing this literature will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled. Jayatang Suratao Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Dhru Madha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasana Stau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshthalibi Sevyamanau Smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vanshi Batatata Stitaha Karshan Venu Svanair Gopi Gopinapa Sriyestunaha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the rasa dance, stands on the shore at Vanshivata and attracts the attention of the cowherder damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have briefly described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as the Madhya Leela. And now I shall attempt to describe something about Lord Chaitanya's last pastimes, which are known as the Antya Leela. And I have briefly described the Antya Leela within the description of the Madhya Leela. I am now almost an invalid because of old age, and I know that at any moment I may die. I therefore have already described some portions of the Antya Leela. So, in accordance with the synopsis previously written, I shall describe in detail whatever I have not mentioned. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. If one wants to benefit the entire world, he or she will certainly find persons like hogs and pigs who will put forward many impediments. That is natural. But if a devotee seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Lord's servitor all protection. For it is not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, then all impediments will be annihilated and the transcendental devotional desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. Following in the footsteps of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, I, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, am trying to translate Srimad Bhagavatam as quickly as possible. However, knowing myself to be an old man and almost an invalid because of rheumatism, I have already translated the essence of all literatures, namely the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, as a summary study in English. I started this Krishna consciousness movement at the age of 70. Now I am 78, and so my death is imminent. I am trying to finish the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam as soon as possible. But before finishing it, I have given my readers the book named Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that if I die before finishing the whole task, they may enjoy this book, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Recorded November 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.